First of all, thank God that I'm alive. Too many thought I would die, cause that was something most people don't survive. I guess God decided that it wasn't my time. With all odds against me, but I beat those odds. On September 26th, I was hospitalized for 6 days straight. I had to try to stay calm. At first, I thought my blood disease finally dropped the bomb, cause that was the exact thing that made me lose my mom. 2-0-0, I was first diagnosed with sickle cell trait, but I thought it was a joke. Until I woke up and had a little trouble breathing. And I ain't got asthma, so that couldn't be the reason. I felt crazy pain when I tried to move my body at all. They let me know that something was wrong. My body got a high level tolerance for pain. Minor pain, major pain, it all feel the same. So I hit the ER. My blood pressure was high, sky high. It read 175, over 6'3", but that was from the pain and stress. Doctor said I had a couple blood clots in my chest. He said they trying to block the circulation to my lungs. And if I would have waited longer, then I would have been done. They put me on the IV and took me to the critical room. They told me I was going to recover real soon.
They say a champion is somebody who wins championships, but that ain't 100% true. I think the real championship is life, and if you succeed in life, that makes you a real champion. I mean, overcoming all obstacles and surpassing all the negativity that stands in front of you, and most of all, trying to help somebody else come up less fortunate than you. That makes a real champion.
Now I ain't heard from my fam in a while. No love lost, I still speak to them with a smile. They gave me all their support when it was needed. Heard them all on the phone, and I couldn't believe it. Shout to my shorty for making them all aware. Shout out to her and the son for being there. Shout to my sister, shout to my pops. Shout to my niece, know the love never stops. Shout to my grandma, shout to Maxine. Shout to my uncle who just married his queen. Shout to my other grandmother, many blessings. Shout to my cousin living way out in Texas. Shout to my nigga Lil D, a true rider. My military brother out in North Carolina. One love to all y'all for making that call. Just to know that y'all care, that's what made me stay strong.
It's nice to know that you got love and support from your family and your friends, man, for real. It's cause when somebody feeling down cause something happened to them or something like that, all it takes is like a certain voice or some certain words to lift them right back up. I appreciate every one of y'all, man, for taking the time to pick up the phone just to let me know that y'all care, showing concern, man. I appreciate it, and I love y'all for that.
Now I'm back home. Yeah, I'm back home. It feel good just to say it that I'm back home. Blood clots disregarded like a wax on. One, got my strength back. Yeah, now I'm back on. Brand new day, feeling brand new. Gotta make some life changes, but nothing I can't handle. Cause I'm a real warrior, tougher than your average blood clot. You try to come back, I'ma let you have it. Now I'm back on my grind, money back on my mind. Moving forward, I ain't pressing rewind.
Ain't never going back.
Now I know it's my time to shine. Whether through rhyme or simply waiting for the right sign. I know that God kept me breathing for a reason. I'm teaching all my youngins how to conquer all demons. The fact I ain't thinking this out soon is my only regret. But I ain't tripping, God ain't done with me yet.
I know that everybody got a purpose in life. If you ain't figured yours out yet, then you need to get on it. But I know one thing. If you ain't trying to do nothing with your life, God will see that, and he will take it away from you. There's no games. Life is not a game. This is a privilege that we have, so you need to take advantage of that and do something good with it, or else you might lose it.